It always feels like such a privilege to get up close to an artist, any kind of artist, to talk to them, to ask them about their inspirations, find out how they got their start. Sometimes you can even watch them as they work. Well, this Saturday in Jeffersonville, it's one of those times when you can do all of those things, get up close and personal with your favorite artists. It marks the 9th annual Festival of the Arts, presented by the Cambridge Arts Council, led by community volunteers, and they promote visual and performing arts in Cambridge and also the surrounding area. And in a moment, we'll check in with a local bike tour company. They have a really cool idea on how you can give back to the Cambridge Arts Council. But first, let's check in with board member Justin Marsh about this Fine Arts Fest in Jeffersonville. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you.
Justin, I understand that your roots run deep in Lamoille County. What does this particular festival that takes over Main Street in Jeffersonville mean for the community?
So for me, I feel like it means that, you know, here we are, this tiny little town in Lamoille County, totally embracing the arts.
Take us by the hand here and walk us down Main Street in Jeffersonville. What's the feel of the festival?
Yeah, so we start with booths at the Visions of Vermont Art Gallery, which is at 100 Main Street. And then we go down to the Mary Elizabeth School, which is at 194. So it's pretty much the gallery all the way down to the end of Main Street, filled with booths. We've got 55 vendors right now as of today, which is amazing. You can just walk right into a booth and you can have pretty much all of their attention. I know that a few years ago, Karen Winslow, who's a great plein air painter, was doing portraits live right then and there. So I sat for one and I loved it so much that I bought it. That sort of experience is, I don't think you can really find that many other places where someone, you know, you can walk up as a total stranger and get your, you know, your head shot basically in oil. We always have the Green Mountain Swing Band, and then we have one other band. And this year, it's Jenny Johnson and the Junketeers.
That festival a few years back was the very first place that I actually bought a painting myself and started like a small Vermont art collection. So it's near and dear to my heart, too.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's where I do most of my art shopping, I have to say.
And Justin, talk a little bit about the enormous visual arts project that sort of took up the last few years in Cambridge and Jeffersonville. And that's the project of the Painted Silos. And hopefully, if the weather holds out, you'll get to celebrate those this year.
Yeah. Oh, that was our huge project the last few years. We had Sarah Rutherford come and paint the two abandoned silos that were in the village, the corner of Route 15 and 108. That was available via funding from the Vermont Arts Council and the National Endowment for the Arts. And because of the bad weather last year, we weren't really able to celebrate them the way we feel they deserve. So hopefully we'll have good weather and people can go out and enjoy the finished murals on the silos.
Justin, thanks so much for your time and telling us more.
Thanks.
That's Justin Marsh from the Cambridge Arts Council. And now let's take a bit of a detour off this path and onto the bike path, the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail, to be exact. I'm speaking with Eva Rose. She and her husband, James Rose, are co-owners of Lamoille Valley Bike Tours, and they have a really cool suggestion for folks who are going to the Festival of the Arts in Jeffersonville this weekend. Eva, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, tell us what Lamoille Valley Bike Tours is.
We are an electric bike tour and rental company that operates primarily on the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail.
Yeah, define Lamoille Valley Rail Trail for us.
The Lamoille Valley Rail Trail is a new car-free rec path that, as of right now, spans from Morrisville to Cambridge. It's about 17 miles, and there's also a completed section actually in Danville. And eventually, it's going to be a 93-mile trail that spans from St. Johnsbury to Swanton. They're converting the old railroad into this wonderful rec path.
And you mentioned e-bike, which is short for electric bike. What's the difference between a regular bike and an e-bike?
Our type of e-bike is a pedal-assist electric bike. They just allow you to cover a lot more distance, a lot easier than you can on a regular bike.
So, Eva, I understand that Lamoille Valley Bike Tours has four locations, and on Saturdays, your office is in Johnson, which is a nice flat ride away from Jeffersonville on the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail. What is your suggestion for art lovers for this weekend?
So, we love area attractions. attractions and events, especially the arts. We are big fans of the arts. My brother, Gabriel Tempesta, is a local Vermont artist and has participated in the arts festival. So we thought, why not combine this, you know, beautiful scenery that you can take in from the rail trail with this wonderful event? We've enjoyed it ourselves over the years, taking our kids there. So what we're offering is any rentals that we accrue that the day of the event, a portion of it will go toward the Cambridge Arts Council. So what we want to do is encourage folks to go to the Arts Festival because it's such a great event and do it in a fun way. And do it in a way that's going to contribute to the Cambridge Arts Council.
Eva, thank you so much for telling us more about Lamoille Valley Bike Tours and this great suggestion to take in the Arts Fest this weekend.
Great. Thank you, Mary, for having me.
We spoke with Justin Marsh from the Cambridge Arts Council and Eva Rose, co-owner of Lamoille Valley Bike Tours. You'll find more information and links about Lamoille Valley Bike Tours and the bike rental special for this weekend and more about the Cambridge Arts Council's Festival of the Arts this Saturday in Jeffersonville. Just visit vpr.net.